Yeah, no, we really we had one drive, I think, in the first quarter, and then we were able to put some stuff together in the second quarter. Defense, you know, had a turnover. Yeah, we ran the ball really well today. The line did a great job. Dominated the line of scrimmage, no sacks. When you're doing that, when you're protecting the passer and running the ball well, you're going to have success. Yeah, you know what? The defense made a great stand there. It would have been a two-possession game had they scored a touchdown. And I think they're inside the two, maybe on the one-yard line or so. And for us to hit Greg right away and then get going, get a couple runs, and then have the big play. That was real big for our offense. And just put the game away.
Did you come in thinking you're going to run the ball like this, or try at least try to run the ball like this?
Well, I know, we've tried to establish a run the last few weeks, and we haven't had a lot of success. You know, we played a scheme we're familiar with, a 3-4. We've seen that in practice all off season and all training camp. So for us to, I think we had a good idea of what runs we could be effective with. And then, once we opened up in the second quarter and hit drive on a play that was picturesque of the look we saw in practice. We were laughing about that on the sidelines, and drive made a great play to get us going there, and then we just started rolling.
Mike talked about that. What was that play? What happened there?
Well, they ran the same defense that they had run last week against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh had gotten sacked. We call it two slide, where they're bringing a safety off of the slot and playing cover two behind it. And we'd practice it to the right during the week, and I'd hit driver on the run. And they actually, Bishop had played it better than they played it today. He kind of got out there quicker. But today we went long count. I was sitting there thinking, I hope that guy comes, because if he comes, it's going to be a big play. And I threw it quick, and quick, he looked quick, and the rest, was driver being driver.
Did you know Spencer was a scoring threat?
You know what? I'm so happy for Spence. He's a guy who's been with us, on and off the practice squad for the last couple of years, and the guy we moved over to offense and got a chance to play, and so happy for him. But once he broke that tackle, I thought he might score it, and then he just smelled the end zone. It's great for him. He made some great plays for us. Go ahead. No.
He broke the tackle. Made another guy take a bad angle. Did he have that in him?
I've been encouraging him the last couple of weeks to have confidence that after he catches the ball to take off and explode, and he's got a lot of athletic ability. We saw that, made the move over to put him on the offensive side of the ball. And like I said, he couldn't be happy for a guy like Spencer, who works his butt off and has kind of paid his dues on the practice squad and gotten his opportunities and played both ways for us in training camp. And now, with I don't know what Jermichael's status is going to be, he's going to have to continue to make plays for us. But I think it was good. I think Mike kept us focused on the Cleveland Browns, and it's tough to win this league. I don't care who you're playing, especially on the road. This was a weird game, to be honest, on the field. It was a little chippy at times and very quiet in third quarter, to where we're on third down and I'm able to hear myself and everybody on the field is able to hear me as well. A different feel to it, but I'm glad that we came out and played the way we felt like we were capable of playing on offense. I think it was our best performance technically. We were productive. Like I said, no sacks, and we ran the ball well. And we're going to have to carry that over next week, and we realize what kind of challenge we're going to have facing us.
When did you allow yourself to think about the Vikings?
Just now.
Just now.
Yeah.
You really feel like you're back on track, though, since the previous Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, we played two teams we should have beat. And didn't play great against Detroit, but today I think we played pretty well on offense. We moved the ball. I don't know what the time of possession was, but I felt like we controlled it. We converted third downs, and we got to carry those things over. I thought TJ played really well. I teased Dom. I said, you don't let him score, we're going to win the game. And, last week, 0 points, and this week, 3 points, and kept him out of the end zone on really the deciding. I mean, we still would have been up 14 if they had scored there, but we stop them, then we go 99 yards and put the game away. That was, the kind of finality of the game at that point. And, I love what Dom has brought to this team and the aggressive nature that he's instilled in those guys on defense. And I feel like we got back to playing the kind of football we're capable of. There was excitement. There was dancing. There was celebrating. You know, there was guys looking out for each other. You know, I got my helmet ripped off on the first drive and kind of punched in the face as well. And the lineman came over and said, "Who was it?" And, you know, "We're going to, you know, we got your back." And stuff like that, you know, I think that means a lot. That means a lot to me and means a lot to our team. And we're a tight-knit group, but I felt like we kind of played with excitement and joy and all the things we should play with and got back to playing our brand of football this week.
Is that just in time? I mean, not just for the Vikings, but the schedule's going to get a lot tougher.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really hit our stride yet, but you know, this, you know, we needed to win those two games to get us in a position now that, you know, to get back in this division race and start making a push towards November and December when, you know, our next week obviously will be the 1st of November when we play, but those are when the games, those are when the playoffs are decided and the games, you know, teams start hitting their strides and it just gets tougher. And you look at our schedule, you know, we got some tough games coming up.
Do you think you'll be better prepared to face the Vikings this time around than last time around, just overall as a team?
I think we're playing better on offense and defense as well. It's going to be a different type of game. You'll be playing up in Minnesota with that noise and Monday Night Football atmosphere. You know, it's going to be a 3:15 game, but we'll be able to hear the snap count. We'll be able to audible at the line of scrimmage. So I think the playing field will even out, definitely.
Last question.
Aaron, when your helmet got ripped off, you wanted to keep the Sunday too. I mean, did you kind of feel that fire too?
Well, I just thought it was a little bit of a dirty play. And so I just wanted to make sure that he knew I didn't appreciate that.